I teach a prosperity program that's based on mental and spiritual laws. It's what we commonly call universal laws, laws of attraction. And it involves really making a shift in the subconscious mind so that we can open that pipeline to that universal source, that intelligence, that source of all the supply that we have in our lives. I teach that words are very powerful. Words are creative. And the foundation of my program is the power of words and how when we change our words, we change our mindset. We all have gathered in our lifetimes. We've taken on the beliefs of others who may have been well-meaning, but even from a very young age, we've acquired beliefs that were not our own, and we made them our own. So we're all really functioning in life. We're creating our circumstances, the worldly circumstances that we find ourselves in are really the outcropping of a lifetime of gathered, of acquired beliefs. And those core beliefs, those thoughts and feelings, whether it's from teachers, parents, our peers, the media, society, we've gathered that. And that has created the pattern for our life. That's the fabric of our life right there. So if we're not getting the kind of life we want, if we're not attracting the kind of circumstances we want, we need to change that pattern. We need to change, I call it faulty wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that difficult. Once you know what to do, if you have the right techniques, once you understand, it's really about one of my great teachers, Dr. Murphy, Joseph Murphy, used to say, do the homework and you'll get the results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it cultural? Well, we know that there are people from every culture that may have been born into poverty or raised in poverty that have become wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's so much that the laws, it's not that the law isn't working, it's that they just haven't learned how to work the law. They haven't become aligned. It can be cultural. It can be societal, but I have a saying, one with God is a majority. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your cultural background is, what your conditioning is. When you're ready, if you're ready, and when you're ready to advance, somehow you will attract the right teacher, the right knowledge, the right wisdom to get you on your path. So I think it's an individual. I think it's maybe a soul decision. But I don't think cultural is it an excuse to hold us back. What is money? I have something in my lesson work about what actually is money. Money is just like it's pure spiritual substance. It's like the air we breathe. If we don't inhale, if we don't know how to inhale, it doesn't mean there's not enough air. We need to learn how to receive, how to inhale. Money is pure substance. There's always plenty of money and of everything. This universe is so filled with supply for everyone. And that's something we have to, I don't even like the word enough.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my students, don't even keep that. I tell them to take words out of their vocabulary all the time. Get rid of the word enough. Use the word plenty. Plenty. Plenty.
Hmm.
Once you become aligned with these laws, once you understand that what you think and feel is creating your circumstances, and you experience the responsiveness of these laws, you'll understand this. And your awareness keeps increasing, and you will begin to prosper more and more.